married to secular science, you'll be widowed tomorrow.
Answers with Ken Ham, author of the powerful and challenging book, Genesis and the Decay of the Nations. Okay, Ken, what's the program about this time? You've got me really perplexed.
Well, Mark, let me tell you what's happening regarding the Big Bang Theory. Many Christian leaders today have not merely tolerated the Big Bang idea, but have embraced it wholeheartedly. But the price of succumbing to its lure, which frankly can be attractive because it's largely accepted by the secular world, has been devastating. The Big Bang is completely contrary to the order of creation in Genesis. It's completely contrary to the young earth taught by the Bible. It's also completely contrary to the very words of Jesus when he said that we, that is people, were all there from the beginning of creation. There can't be billions of years before humans. But you know what, Mark? Recently, 33 leading secular scientists signed an open letter stating that the Big Bang is a bust and should be laid to rest. Our staff astrophysicist Dr. Jason Lyle says the same thing, of course. If the Big Bang is so contrary to Scripture and good science, why do many Christian leaders marry into it? Blending your theology with secular science that changes can mean that you may be widowed tomorrow. Remain faithful to the Bible's account of creation in Genesis, because God's Word never changes.
From creation to Bethlehem to the end of time, the Bible is the true history book of the world. Ken Ham's newest free booklet examines that very theme. You can find it on our attractive website, answersradio.com.